The Braves looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Nationals. They'd have to wait a while for this one, though. Over a three-hour rain delay at the start. Eventually, they get going. 1-0 Nats in the third. Freddie Freeman at the dish.
Here it comes. And there it goes into right center. A solid base hit toward the gap. Inciarte will score to tie the game. Around to third goes Phillips. Freeman sliding in at second with a double. And we are all square at one apiece. And now Johan Camargo. Line drive right field. That's going to fall for a hit. Suzuki turns third base. He'll sprint around and come in to score on a ball that is hit into the gap for an RBI for Camargo. And the Braves have the lead here in the fourth. 2-1.
You want to.
Hit hard in the air to deep left field. Going back is Rayburn looking up. That ball is gone. Kurt Suzuki puts the Braves in front of the sixth inning. And it's 3-2 Atlanta.
And still one hit away from 1,000. Infield in, fly ball, well hit. That ball's off the fence. Freeman on his way to second. That's hit number 1,000. It's a run scoring hit for Freeman.
You want that baseball.
And the Braves have extended their lead. It's 4-2.
The Braves snap a two-game skid, winning at 5-2. Mike Foltynewicz wins his fourth straight decision, surrendering just two runs in six frames. Ender Inciarte and Kurt Suzuki, each with two hits and two runs scored. Freddie Freeman, two hits and two RBIs, including his 1,000th career hit. The Braves wait out the rain and pick up the win. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
That's a consolation. I mean, yeah, guys hung in there good through the circumstances and came out, and Folty was really good again. And, you know, got some big hits.
Nice way for Freddie to get his 1,000th hit.
No, it was somebody on the bench had just called Ops Field Homer, you know. So it's just, you know, it's just so good to see him back in that lineup and coming up like that. And so that's good.
You ever seen a situation quite that unusual for a three-hour rain delay?
No rain? No, that's first for me. It's kind of frustrating.
What did you say to the players, you know, during the?
I didn't say anything. I didn't really have a chance. They were all, you know, just – they hung in there good, though. I mean, guys were frustrated, obviously. You know, it's been a long couple of days for us. And, you know, late travel last night and then getting, you know, they got to bed at 5 this morning. And, you know, then had to wait around like that. And so, it's, you know, it's tough. It's what we do. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can get in there and bitch all you want, but there's nothing you can do about it.
You guys – Folty really showed some composure, though. You know,
sure did. You know, it just was because he was out in the bullpen. He was stretching and getting ready when they decided to make that call, and he hung in there really well.
What were they telling you during that? As that thing went from 1 hour to 2 hours?
Well, I didn't hear a whole lot, so I didn't really know. Yeah. I mean, to tell you the truth, I didn't. I didn't know what was going on.
Were you expecting to actually play tonight?
Well, I kind of was looking at my radar, and I thought. I mean, if it's not going to rain, then we got to play. I mean, you know, don't like the situation, but, you know, we need to play. So, been hard to cancel the game, and it never rained.
That's what I meant when you were sitting in that rain delay. Did you expect to end up playing tonight?
Well, yeah, because, you know, it's just because you looked on the radar, and the rain was dissipating and getting light, and then I saw the stuff. You know, when it did start raining, I thought we playing that every night at home.
Exactly.
It's nothing new for us. So, I mean, these guys are used to it. I mean, we haven't started a game on time at home, and I don't know when, and because of the rain delays and everything. So, but I'm just proud of the guys, how they hung in there, and when the game started, they got after it.
What about the job that you guys did against Gio tonight?
It's really good. He's been throwing really well. I mean, he's having a really good year, and our guys did a great, you know, really good job against him.
Occurred. I mean, three homers.
Another. I know. Yeah, they all were big, obviously, and but him and Tyler have been getting big hits all year.
Freddie Freeman picks up his 1,000th career hit. He talked to the media after the game.
It means a lot. You know, it's just means it's been a lot of consistent years, and you know, it's been a lot of hard work put into this, and you know, it's a lot better to enjoy it with a win.
When that milestone is coming up, are you aware of it in every at-bat? Are you thinking about it?
I got reminded over the last 7 weeks that I was pretty close. I knew I was five away when I came off the DL, and I obviously knew I was a couple hits away tonight. And when I got it, I knew, and I saw TP jumping up and down, getting the ball. So, you know, I was aware of it, and, you know, I was thankful to get it tonight.
They made you wait as long as you possibly could. You got hurt, and tonight you have the three-hour rain delay. It was crazy, but it was worth it. And we spoke before the game that this series you wanted to come back for because you knew how important these games were. You guys got the win. All that waiting must have been worth it, huh?
It's always worth it when you get the win. This was a big series for us going into the All-Star break. We were 9.5, now we're 8.5. So it's a good start to the series, and hopefully we can continue that tomorrow.
And I'm sure everybody's wondering, you're playing at first tonight. How did you feel out there back at home?
It was pretty comfortable over there, but I think I'll be back at third tomorrow. So hopefully we can get another win.
Up next, the series against the Nationals continues on Friday with R.A. Dickey on the hill.